Mishchai, Parshas Breishis. Vayas Hashem Elokim, la'adam ul'ishto ktonet o. Vayal bishem. So, after the chet of Adam HaRishon, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokim, made for man and his wife, ktonet o, like garments of or of like leather, like or with an iron. Vayal bishem, and he dressed them with this covering. Vihine yadua ma shekatav Rabbeinu Arizal beinyan halavushim. It's known what the Arizal wrote with regard to the levushim, the garments, the Adam HaRishon of man, first man. Kodim achet, before the chet, hayu kotnot or, he had garments of light, mina chashmal, from what's known as chashmal. Chashmal is like the protection that the neshama, so to speak, gives to a person that's surrounding the person. It's like an or makif. It's an or that's surrounds a person, that protects him. V'kishechata, and when man, Adam HaRishon, sinned, hifsidotam, he lost halavushim, he lost his garment, the chashmal, this awe around him, this light around him. Shem, shin ayin chet, 374, 78, Nahurin lights. Kaminyan Chashmal, which is the minion of Chashmal. Chashmal, Mem Lamed is Ayin, is Shivim. Shin is Shin, is 300. And Chet is 8. So it's 378. Vasalo Malbush Ache. And he gave him instead a different protection. Miklipat Noga, from a certain klipa, it means a lower form called Noga. It's also called light. Vehem kotnot o, because Adam Rishon went to a much lower level after the chet, and instead of having a higher level of protection, he got a lower level of protection from klipat noga. That's ktonot or. That's like a more a flesh type of protection, a physical, more physical. It's still spiritual, but it's a physical protection. The kaniska beitz chaim, as it's mentioned in Eitz Chaim, shah klipat noga. In the shah klipat noga, perek dalet, ayin sham. Look there. Gam katav harizal b'shah hakavanot. The Arizal also wrote in Shah Kavanot, b'kavanot malbish arumim, in the kavanah of the bracha that we say in the morning, malbish arumim, the bracha that we say when we're saying to cover those who are naked. The malbush ha'adam, the garments of a person who mina kedusha. It comes from a high level of kedusha, of holiness. Vayadeh averot, and through the bad things, she'oseh, that a person does, gorem, he causes, shitachzu haklipa v'malbushav, he causes the ra to connect to his spiritual garment that protects him. Vihine, and that causes his damage, because he no longer has any protection. Vihine hamalbushim, these spiritual garments, yesh behem o hamakif, they have on top of them an or which surrounds them, a light which surrounds them from his neshama, michutz lehem, outside of them, kenoda, as is known. Ki yesh o pnimi, there's an inner or bifnim, that's inside these malbushim, v'nichlal betoch haguf, and that's neshama that comes into a person's body. V'hal malbush, and then the spiritual malbush, the spiritual garment, sovevet aguf, is around his guf. Yeah? So the malbush is around the body. This garment, the spiritual garments, is around the body. V'ala malbush hem ha'orot hamakifim. There are these lights which surround the body. That's also from his neshama, from the soul of a person, from the neshama of a person. V'omdim michutz ha'malbushim. And they're around this malbush, the spiritual garment of a person. U'lechol levush u'levush. And each garment that a person wears, yesh bechinat or makif, right? There's an or makif, kafi erko, according to the erech, the quality of that malbush that he puts on. That doesn't mean literally he has, you know, a shirt. No. It means there's the spiritual levushim that he has, and each one has its or makif. V'ein lecha dava shedoche et haklipa, and you don't have anything which pushes away the klipa, the ra, so to speak, from being yonek, from attaching itself to his malbushim, kamo or hamakif, like the or makif that surrounds him. The or makif is that which protects him from the klipa to be yonek on his malbush. Lefi she'ein yecholet beklipot, there's no... It's not able, the klipa, the ra, linok, to be yonek, to draw its nourishment, ulitachez, and to attach itself, bo'o hamakif. It can't attach itself to the mo'o hamakif. So as long as the o'o hamakif is surrounded this malbush, the klipa, the ra, can't be yonek, can't attach itself to the person. V'lachein hu omed bachutz, he stays outside a person, ve'ein lo pachad me'aklipa v'chule. He doesn't have to worry about the ra attaching itself to him. Ayin sham. Look there in the Ari. V'inei b'zeh muvan kinat hanachash. The jealousy, it's now makes understood, the jealousy that nachash shnitkane ba'adam rishon, that he had jealousy over Adam rishon, kodim ha'chet, before the chet. Shinitgarebo lachtio, that he wanted to cause him to sin. Kinitkana miktonet o shelo. He was jealous of this malbush, this o makif, the ktonet o, the levush of o, of light, of Adam Arishon, that was surrounding him and protecting him from any yinika of the Ra. Shara sheyesh alav or makif, he saw he had an or makif gadol, a big or makif surrounding him, it was protecting him from the nachash. Kefi erech haktonet or, according to the erech of this ktonet or, this malbush was ktonet or. Vine, ein lo achize bo amakif, and the Ra doesn't have any achiz in the or makif. Besod, and this is what it means in the pasuk, hanachash haya arum, the nachash was arum, was naked. In other words, he had no achiz of that malbush. He couldn't draw that malbush onto him and connect that malbush. Therefore, he was naked. The nachash was naked. He couldn't draw himself onto the malbush of Adam Arishon. We're going to see. After the chet, the nachash is going to be attached to that malbush. And that's the yetzara in a person that attaches itself to the malbush. That's what we have. We have within us attached the yetzara to our malbush. The yetzara tov is inside that. And it's mashpia on it. But the malbush now has attached to it, so to speak, the nachash, the yetzara. Okay, we'll see. Kenoda. V'lechen, nitgarebo. He was jealous of him. V'ichtio, and caused him to sin. V'garam la'avir ma'alav, and he caused to remove from him ktonet o, this malbush of o, of light. Via o, and it became o with an ayin. Instead of an aleph, it became o with an ayin. Flesh, or leather, like flesh. B'mokum o, instead of o with an aleph. Kamo shekatuv, like it says in the pasuk, v'yas Hashem Elokim la'adam u'lishto, that Hashem made to man and his wife, kot not or. After the chet, he made them these malbushim of or, flesh, v'yal bishem, and he dressed them. Va'amru b'zohar kadosh. The Zohar Kodesh explains, shedavak bo mashcha d'chivya. Stuck onto him the awe of the chivya, of the nachash, the malbush of the nachash. Ubezeh pirashti, on his malbush, that's why I said it was nidbak, this is the Yetzara. Ubezeh pirashti remez hakatu betevat v'yal bishem, and he dressed them. Kriba, read in it, says Vav Yud, Vai Lavsham. Oi, did he dress them? He dressed them with what? Hu Mashcha the Chivya. He dressed them with the Mashcha, the awe of the Chivya, of the Nachash. Now, the Malbush that man has is also the Malbush of the Chivya, of the Nachash. That's a Yetzara. Vai Haya. Oy vay, in other words, terrible thing. Woe, shedavak bam, that the nachash stuck onto their malbush. Shekol ze haya machmat achet. All of this was because of the chet, and this malbush, like I told you, is the nachash, the mashcha the chivya, the yetzara. Nearly b'siyata d'shemaya. Hahefresh bein o lo o. The difference between o with an aleph, lo o with an ayin. Which means flesh, like your skin. Hu mispa samachtet. The difference is samachtet. So you know what samachtet represents. It's a sitra achra, right? Kaminyan yagon has the same gematria as yagon. Yagon vanacha means like despair, sorrow. V'yadua ki yagon hu mitzad sitra achra. The yagon is mitzad the other side, the ra. Every person who has yagon, it's because he's connecting to the sitra achra. Ki yadua b'kavanat, like is known in the kavanat, v'aseh mimenu yagon v'anacha. Remove from us yagon v'anacha. Yagon v'anacha is sides of the sitra achra, sides of the aspects of the Yetzahara. Shu yagon ploni, vanacha plonit, i.e. the chibu chas v'shalom lehev of the ra. Kenitzka v'sidur Rabbeinu Rashash, as it's mentioned in the sidur of the Rashash Zal. Okay, v'lachein timtza, we'll find ki evyon v'yagon, right, has the same gematria, mispa echad, evyon alef beit. Is the gimel of right, and the yud vav nun of yavon is yagon mispa echad ki hanase evyon min hamitzvah. Someone who makes himself poor from the mitzvahs, he doesn't do mitzvahs, he's poor in mitzvahs. Davek bo yagon, will come on him this misery. The shnei otiyot aleph bet, the two otiyot of aleph bet of evyon yu gimel will become gimel. For as otiyot evyon, the words evyon, letters evyon, nasa otiyot yagon. It means all the misery of a person, every misery of a person in the world, because he's not connecting to his creator, not doing Torah mitzvahs. Huh? Something else. That's something else. That happens to a person who's on a high level, Yisurim Shalava. We're talking about a person who's loses himself by not doing Torah mitzvahs. Aval ha'atid, in the future, b'shleimut ha'tikum, will come to the fixing of the world. Yusa yagon lagamri. This sorrow will be removed completely. Va'az yachsa mispa yagon, will lose the number yagon, min ot ayin, from the letter ayin, the o, which is samach tet. Yagon is samach tet, right? The Yisher, Ot Av, and Samach Tet, which is 69, will be left with from 70 of O of Ayin, just Aleph. For Az Yetziruf O, then we'll have instead of O with an Ayin, skin with an Ayin, all with an aleph, which is the light. Shitachzo atar liyashna. We get back to the level of Adam HaRishon before the Chet, and we have ktonot or. We have that level of skin, which is or, which is light. And that's Tchias HaMeisim, when the levush, our levush, our guf, will change to be a physical skin holding the neshama to become an or, a skin of or, of light. That's Latid Lavo. Ulefi Amu, De'ein Achizel Chitzonim, Bo'or Makiv. The Achitzonim, the Ra, can't be attach itself to this Or Makiv. The Lekach Nitkana Hanachash. Therefore, the Nachash was jealous by Adam HaRishon, in the first man, Adam HaRishon. Bavu Or Makiv Shu Haya Arum Mimenu. Because the Or Makiv, the Nachash, was naked from it. He didn't have this. She'ein lo achizaba, and therefore he had no achiza, no connection with man. He couldn't connect, be yonik, for man to do him any harm. He neibaze muvan, but this makes understandable. Se'ata tishmaya, with the help of heaven, hatam shemitzvah tzitzis, the mitzvah tzitzis misugelet lisko et kol mitzvah Hashem. It's from the mitzvah tzitzis we can remember all the mitzvahs Hashem. Kedichtiv, that says in the pasuk, uritem oto, and you look at the tzitzis. Uschartem et kol mitzvah Hashem. Remember all the mitzvahs Hashem. Vuhu ki atzitzis, the tzitzis who bechinas o hamakif. It represents this o hamakif. Kemoshe katav Rabbeinu Arizal, like the Arizal explains, it's this ktonet o. It's the chaluka derabbanan. It's the levush that we'll have in Tchias HaMeisim. That's why we get buried with Atalis. Because that's the levush. That's what it represents. Okay. V'lekach, yesh bo koach litchot et haklipa. It has the koach to push away the klipa, the talis. V'keivan shedoche et haklipot, since it pushes away the ra from us. Lekach mo'il schira. It helps us to remember, because when a person doesn't have his Yetzahara, there's no achiza of the Kali, of the Rai, onto him, can't forget. Everything he reads, everything he knows, he remembers. The Yadua, it's known. Mashu Tavra Benuzal, B'Shar Kavanot, what the Rizal wrote in Shar Kavanot. B'Sod HaMalbushim, with regards to the clothes that a person wears. Shelovesh Adam, that a person wears. Shetzayr Lizaheh, he has to be careful. Shelo yilbash shnei malbushim v'bat achad. He shouldn't wear two clothes at the same time, like a shirt and an undershirt or something. He shouldn't wear, I mean, it's hard to do that, but say two undershirts or a tzitzis and an undershirt. He shouldn't put it on at the same time. Va'oseken, and someone who does such a thing, kashe l'shichecha, it's bad, it's for him, it'll cause him, chas v'shalom, to forget. V'sod hadava, v'sod hadava, and the concept of this matter, ki lechol levush, each levush, yesh bechinat or makif, has around it an or makif. Ve'ein dava shedoche haklipa, there's nothing which pushes away the klipot, k'mo or makif, like the or makif. Levi she'ein ahem, yecholet linok ulitachez bo. The klipa, the ra, can't be oches in the or makif. Nimse, ki ha-mechabe shnei levushim. If a person puts two clothes on at the same time, ve'lov sham, and wears them together, b'yachad, einu miniach mokom lo'or ha-makif. He doesn't leave place for the or ha-makif likanes, to enter, toch shnei ha-levushim, between these two garments, u'la'kif kol levush ve'levush, and to surround each garment separately. Validei ken, and because of this, ein haklipot nitchot misham. The klipa is a nitche, isn't pushed away there, because the two garments are together, and they don't have an or makif which separates them. So the klipa, the kali, can be yonik, can take its sustenance from there. Venoda, and it's known, she'ein ha-shichecha metzuya, that shichecha isn't common, ela machmat haklipot, only because of the ra in a person, the yetzar ra in a person, the klipa, the yonik of the klipa. Ki haschira hi mitzad ha-kedusha. The memory of a person is mitzad the kedusha. Besod ve'ein shichcha lifnei kisei kvodecha. There's no forgetfulness in front of the kisei kavod, in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he's completely holy. Ad kan lishono. That's the end of the words of the Arizal. Yain sham. Look there. Ubezeh muvan hatam shapi. It makes now good sense. Dehatzitzit kevan shuhu bechinat or makif. Since it represents this concept of ora makif. Yesh bo koach litchot haklipot. It has the koach to push away the ra, the klipot, the kali. Umimela titcha shichecha. And because of this, will be pushed away the shichecha of a man, the forgetfulness of man. Vetitgaber haschira, and will increase the power of his memory, beriato, when he looks at the tzitzis, liskor mitzvus Hashem, to remember the mitzvus of Hashem. Ki beriato. Because when he looks at the tzitzis, aledea kavanot, through the kavanot, the certain intentions, hashayachim leze, that are relevant to looking at tzitzis, titore will be awakened in him, haarat or hamakif will be awakened in him, the ara of the or hamakif, the light of the or hamakif, shusod tzitzis. V'lechein timtzen, therefore you will find tzitzis, Mispa Beit Yaakov is the same gematria as Beit Yaakov. V'lezeh ama, and because of this we say, Beit Yaakov lechu v'nelcha. Beit Yaakov should go forward, bo'or Hashem, with the light of Hashem. Ki achiza bo'or hamakif, the achiza of the klipin, the or hamakif, shu sod atzitzis, which represents the tzitzis, which is representing the tzitzis, Einu el Israel. It's only to Israel. Shehem Beit Yisrael. They represent the Jewish people. Ulezeh ama, and this was said. Esa etchem al kanfin Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu lifts us up on the wings of an eagle. Vuhu ki nisharim. The eagle, mispa tzitzis, has the same gematria as tzitzis. V'kol zeh le'et ata. And all of this, She'ein lanu hasaga b'talit atzmo. We have no concept of the awe of the talit itself. The talit, we have no concept, because it represents this awe makiv that's beyond us. Ela rak b'tzitziot, only in the tzitziot of the talit we have a concept. Shem knafaim, they represent the corners of the garment. Ava b'gmar tikkun, when we finish the final tikkun, we get to the level. Right? Of the final tikkun, the final fixing of the world. Avietchem elai, then I'll bring you to me, says God. Shitasigu hakol, that you will understand everything. And vegam bebechina tatalit, and also the concept of the talis. Gam elai, will also come to me. I bring you also to me. El, what does Eli say? El Yud. Shusod ha-chokhma. The concept of chokhma is associated with the shame, Kel Yud. So, by going and seeing these things, a person, and seeing his tzitzis, a person gets an idea of the Or Makif that surrounded the Jewish people. And that's a big chizuk for a person. That he understands the hashpa of his tzitzis in the morning, that this Or Makif is going to protect him from doing averas. Chas v'shalom.